The Big Lead, top story.
Our news partners over at Cairo 7, they have uncovered a really interesting story that looks like a hate crime to me, but not to the prosecutor. So to help tell the story, the executive producer at Cairo 7, Casey McNerthney, joins me in studio. Casey, always good to see you.
You too, Dory. How are you?
Good. Yeah. I should tell the story again, the first time you were ever on my radio show.
Oh, yeah. That was a great time.
Yeah. The first time you were ever on my show was when?
It was early 1990, and I was in third grade. And I called because you had a trivia question, and I
had a weekend sports talk show that nobody listened to on King 1090.
Yeah, except for me, I think.
Except for third grade Casey.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so fun. And my parents were great, and they recorded the call-in. And
I got to get that so recording nervous. From you again.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a fun
okay.
one.
Okay. So, and now, Casey and his team over at Cairo 7, they encountered a really interesting story down in the South End about a guy who pulled a gun on two people. So, Casey, tell me what transpired down there.
So, there was an incident just around 1 a.m., and there was a car that was blocking a drive-through restaurant. And the person who was stopped by this car that was blocking the path out...
Mm-hmm.
According to police, he responded to the guy after he moved his car by pointing a gun at him.
Okay. That's not good.
No, not a great way to go.
So he pulls a gun on him. You texted me something from the court documents about what transpired, the conversation there.
Right. And what was interesting was after the first person has a gun pulled on him,
mm-hmm.
what police said happened after that was this man's fiance said, hey, this is BS. And
So the guy... pulled a gun, then he dropped the gun
and went back to his vehicle.
And as he was going back to his vehicle, the fiance just kind of in frustration, thinking it was all over. This is BS.
Right.
Okay. So the guy was going back to his car. The fiance said, this is BS. And then what happened?
That's when police say this suspect walked back and said, this is what happens to white people whenever they come into this side of town. And then pulled a gun and pointed it at her.
So he pointed the gun while saying that he was doing it because there were white people in the wrong part of town.
That's what police say, yeah.
Okay, so that's what's in the court documents. So I know that you had questions about would this be a hate crime, so you contacted the King County Prosecutor's Office.
Right, and what's great about Satterberg's office is they're pretty quick to respond. And
okay.
So we asked, you know, what would... require a hate crime charge, and because right now the suspect in this case is charged with two counts of felony harassment, which is still a pretty serious charge.
Mm-hmm.
We were curious as to what the standard was, and so we heard back from the spokesman for Dan Satterberg, who's the King County prosecutor, and he said that the evidence that we have suggests that the defendant did not draw what appeared to be a gun and threaten the victim because of his race.
He specifically said, this is what happens to white people.
Sure. And so in the initial response, it was about the male who was driving the car and
mm-hmm.
the first time that the gun was pulled. And then they clarified about the fiance who was also one of the named victims in this case. And they said, you know, the analysis is no different. They didn't think that this could meet their filing and disposition standards for malicious harassment.
The question, of course, becomes if a white guy pointed a gun at a black person and said, this is what happens when a black guy comes into my neighborhood, I wonder if that would be a hate crime. I mean, I'm just, and I think that's probably the source of why you were asking this question, too.
Well, I think there's a lot of there, and that was certainly the main question that people had
yeah.
in Facebook comments and comments to the story. My colleague Amy Clancy was the one who found these and said, hey, I'm working on a different TV story, but I think we can do this for the web.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we agreed on is regardless of the race or color or anything of the suspect and victim, whenever somebody makes a comment like that,
yeah.
that should be a news story. And so we, and I know you will write that story up regardless of what the suspect and victim are like, because that's a pretty serious deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And are there, how often do they file hate crime charges against non-whites?
That's a good question. There, was a case where a guy pleaded guilty to malicious harassment in 2011 in a West Seattle case where there was a teenager.
So 7 years ago.
Right. And there may have been more since then. That was probably the highest profile case.
Yeah.
You know, there was also an incident during the Mardi Gras riots where Khalid Adams was a 17-year-old at the time when the police and the victims said, hey, we think this was a hate crime. We think that this, because at the time of the Mardi Gras riots, he allegedly, they said, attacked people because of race. But yeah. In an interesting kind of high profile case at the time, Norm Mailing's office with King County also charged that one not as malicious harassment, the state's hate crime statute,
yeah,
because of the same reason. They didn't believe that they could fit the filing and disposition standards. And so another part of this that I thought was interesting was what exactly are those standards? And you know, what the prosecutor's office says is you know, these are the standards that they follow regardless of who's involved. We link those to the story that we'll also have on My Northwest and Kyle 7.
Well, I just, first of all, I think hate crime laws are problematic because I think people should be punished for their actions. And it's challenging to truly get inside someone's head and add to the punishment because of what someone thinks is their motivation. But if we're going to have hate crime laws, they need to be applied equally. And anybody of any race can be hateful. And under the hate crime statute, if you are targeting somebody specifically because of their race, even if that person is a white victim, then it should be the same application of law, it seems.
Absolutely. You know what's interesting is I'm surprised that nobody else has picked up this story.
Yeah, I'm not. You guys are good.
Well, likewise.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay, they have it exclusively at Cairo 7. Casey McNerthney is their EP over there. I really appreciate you coming in.
Well, thanks for having me again, Dorian. Good to see you.